I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, Washington. We understand that a state trooper attached to your office had a UFO experience one or two nights ago. Could you give us any information on that?
I can't give you any information. It wasn't during my shift. I had a call from San Francisco, but he hasn't been in our area tonight. He's been in Cutbank, which is 40-some miles away.
What was his name?
Alan.
And he is working in the Cutbank area?
Yeah, he's stationed out of Conrad. He lives right here in town.
Oh, I see.
But he went to Cutbank. His sergeant is in Cutbank, and they had some kind of a... they were up there this evening, I know. I haven't heard from him since about 8 o'clock this evening.
Okay, well, did his experience take place in the Cutbank area?
No, in Conrad area.
In Conrad. Yeah. Will you be seeing him or hearing from him this evening?
Well, he works till midnight. He should be going home before I go off shift, but I can't promise that either.
Okay, could you pass a message on if you do see him? Ask him to call the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle. We'd like to hear about his experience. Do you people have us listed there?
I don't believe so.
I know we sent literature to your office. I don't know whether it got down to the dispatcher or not.
I don't think it got to the dispatcher. you know, it's gotten to the point where so many people are afraid to report these things, you know.
Well, this...
We've had others that have reported it to us two nights after that. I had a couple of parties report it to me.
Well, if you hear of anything, I mean, if calls come in to you direct, would you consider referring the people to us, or would that be beyond policy?
No. No. If they would call you, that's the UFO Center.
The UFO Reporting Center, yes.
Yep. I'll put the note up.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye. We understand you had a UFO experience on October 9th while on patrol.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could get a description of just exactly what you saw.
Well, yeah. A round white light. Fairly large size. I really don't know how large, because I don't know how close I was to it, to tell you the truth. You know exactly.
Yes.
It appeared to possibly have a red light. It was a real small red light on each side of it, but I, you know, I couldn't tell whether it was the infraction from the the white light, or whether, you know, really was a red one.
Uh-huh.
But it appeared to have a red light on each side. Now, whether we just couldn't see all of it, or whether it was just a faint glow running all the way around it or something, I really don't know.
Well, now, just starting right from the beginning, how did you happen to see this object?
Well, I was coming back from Dupuyer, which is just about straight west of Conrad, about 25 miles. About old 89, and I was coming down, and I had a truck accident that held me up out there till about 4 in the morning. Anyway, I was started back. As a matter of fact, I was just south of the truck accident, which was south 3 miles south of the Dupuyer, and I spotted this light off to the east of me, to my left, as I was coming south, and I didn't really pay too much attention to it at first, but I got to looking at it, and I thought, gee, you know, it's kind of funny at 4 o'clock in the morning to be anybody, looks like, you know, a possibility of a helicopter.
Yes.
Then I got to thinking, well, we've had a bunch of these cattle mutilations around here, you know. Well, they've had them all over the country, I guess.
Yes.
I thought, aha, just what I'm looking for. I'll just kind of follow him and see what he's doing, you know. Thinking at the time that it was a helicopter. And so I followed it down 89 until I got to the Pendroy Road, which is secondary 219, which turns and goes east, and then I followed it east. It was out ahead of me, though. But when I did turn onto the Pendroy Road, it did cross over the Pendroy Road, and then it was to the south of the Pendroy Road. And I followed it down until I got right into Conrad here, which is where I live, and then I followed it. I went back then south on old 91 little ways, and then When I got up by the interstate, Interstate 15, where the Midway Road crosses over, why then it looked like I was getting pretty close to it, so I thought, well, I'll head out that way a little way. So I went out about a mile and a half, 2 miles, and it stopped. So I was traveling about the same speed as whatever I was traveling.
Yes.
And it stopped, and I thought, well, I'll get just a little bit closer, because I was interested to hear what the sound was. You know, a helicopter, you can usually hear it quite a ways away, and it was pretty calm. So I went a little bit closer, and then when I stopped, I was going to jump out and see if I could hear anything. Well, before I get, just got stopped before I get out, the thing, it didn't turn around or anything, you know, it was just sitting there, and it dropped in elevation about three times and just was really coming towards me. Really weird. And then I watched it, you know, at the time when it started to make the move, because I was kind of surprised. When I was looking for that tail light or some change in the light, you know, when like a helicopter makes a turnaround.
Yes.
And it never did make any. It just sat there, and then when it came, it just shot right straight towards me and dropped an elevation that I saw three times. And so I turned around and I went back to the interstate, which is only 2 miles. And this friend of mine was watching it, too. And he says the same thing. It just dropped in that altitude real fast. It came right towards me.
Was there any change in the color while it was doing that?
No. It stayed exactly the same. But at least, it, you know, of course, you get a little bit excited, you know. And I know, I'm sure that it didn't change, though.
Yes.
And as far as the red, I can't recall whether I saw the red at that point or not, you know, when it was coming down towards me. But the white light stayed, you know, just about exactly the same. I never noticed any change on it at all. But the last, it must have dropped down to about 500 feet. It was probably about as low as it got. I'm just guessing that, too, because I don't know how big the light was.
Yes.
But when I stopped the interstate, it stopped. And it appeared to be just about over the spot where I had stopped. And that was as close as we ever got to it. As soon as the other fellow came up with the other car, then it just, you know, just acted like it didn't want anything to do with it. So it raised an elevation, went way up, and then it went east.
I see.
And then it went way, way up. It stayed up, and it, you know, just went up, and it just stayed there. And it just went up to the point where it just stayed in a stationary position, whether it was moving or not. It couldn't really detect anyway. But.
Well, now, do you have any estimate regarding the closest distance that it got to you?
I would say my estimate was about 2 miles.
Uh-huh. And you never did pick up any sound?
No noise. And when I got back to the interstate, you know, I got out and I listened. Because now it couldn't have been over 2 miles at that point, or at least appeared not to be any farther than that. And I couldn't hear a thing. I mean, it was just dead still.
Did you have any problem with your radio at the time?
No, nothing whatsoever. No problem with the lights or anything else.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. And this, when you first spotted it, it was in the eastern sky. And what part of the sky was it in the last time you saw it?
At the last?
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, it was pretty high. And it would have been southeast of Conrad, and I would say that it was about take a look out here and see. Must have been about a fourth of the way up on the sky.
Can I see?
Maybe not quite that far.
How was the weather conditions that night?
It was clear. There was no moon.
Uh-huh.
It was real dark. And if there had been a moon, there would have been a possibility maybe seeing some shape or something, but the only thing there was stars out, and it was just black, you know. It was just a plain old dark night.
Yes.
And I kept trying to see if I could see anything, you know, but it just couldn't look at anything. I had spotted one time before in 67.
Oh, yes.
Just west of Cutbank, about 3 miles. And that one had three lights on it, three big lights. And if I recall, one of those was clear.
I see.
One was red and one was maybe green. It's been quite a long time ago now. And that thing sat almost directly over me on the road. And I stopped And to this day, I don't know what it was. There was absolutely no noise whatsoever with that one.
Uh-huh.
It's really strange.
Well, now, this one that you saw on the night, so how long would you say you observed that?
I observed it from about 4 o'clock until about 6:30.
And at all times, this thing was traveling in various directions and appearing in various...
Yeah, it would raise and lower, you know, in elevation. And now, from about... From about 5... about 5 on, it didn't appear to do anything. You know, it just went up and it just sat there, just like it was just... Well, like a star, you know.
Yeah, that was the point.
It's a lot brighter than a star.
Well, you watched it from the freeway?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, did this, when you were following the object, did it at any time pass across the highway in front of you? Any time in the roadway?
Yeah, but it was a long ways ahead of me at that point, you know, where Kenroy Road.
Yes.
Now, it had been, you know, it was, well, it was quite a ways ahead of me.
But there was no question in your mind the fact that this thing was moving and maneuvering.
Oh, right. No, there's no doubt.
Okay.
That's the way this one was I saw in 67. Now, it, I drove right up underneath it almost. I didn't figure it was over 300 feet. It was, the lights on the bottom were illuminating enough light that you could see the aluminum, whatever, you know, aluminum colored.
The fuselage.
Body of it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't make out any shape on it either, other than the fact that the lights were in a triangle.
I see.
And they were big lights. They were a lot bigger lights than any aircraft. And it just sat there, and then it took off real slow, probably doing only about... 30, 35 miles an hour.
Yes.
Headed in a southwesterly direction from Cutbank there. And I kept watching it and watching it. And that thing just, all of a sudden, it just took off. And boy, I mean, it was really going.
Yeah.
Those lights just went right down to just flip, and it was gone.
Yes. Well, now, this last one that you saw, did it have any given shape of any kind?
Just the light is all
just
I see.
Just a bright light.
Round, uh-huh. Appeared to be round anyway. And
right.
It appeared to be on the bottom of something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It wasn't up on the side where it was shining right in your eyes. It was on the bottom, but it was pretty intense.
But you couldn't make out any silhouette of a hulk of any kind?
Nothing.
Okay. And there were other people who saw this?
Yeah. There was two other people who saw it.
I see.
Several other sightings. As a matter of fact, some lady from up around Browning had her car lights and everything go out, I guess. The thing was hovering right over.
This was recently?
Yeah. From up around Browning. Let's see, I was trying to think. You know, they did hear that. Yeah, I... Maybe they didn't give her a first name or something, but I know that... That was not just shortly after I had mine.
I see.
And, of course, there's been several other sightings. They've been... Yeah, KSEN Radio in Shelby would know.
They're
the ones that carried the news story.
KSEM?
Yes.
In Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, sir, we sure appreciate
I was going to give you a call. It's kind of my fault, too. And I never got around to it there.
Uh-huh.
I should have given you a buzz because you left a phone number for me to call, or somebody did anyway.
Right. Well, we sure appreciate hearing from you in the event anything else should happen in your area.
Okay.
Right.
We'll try to keep in touch with you.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Anything that's worth anything since then.
Okay, well,
okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.